T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
All right, your final 141-12. Maybe not counted. Terry Rozier.
No disrespect to any LA native. We need to get out of here.
Goodbye!
And one of the people there was Javia White, better known as TV's Urkel. You know, we might have Danny say, did I do that?
I don't get it. Good thing you know basketball.
Here today to announce charges in the largest college admissions scam.
Continue to grab more votes from the Electoral College.
Once again, my name is Joe Bonapalanta.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Operation Varsity Blues.
What? I'm sorry.
Varsity Blues.
Let's be heroes.
Right now.
Woo! Love the legal tampering period.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, before we get to the Celtics and their dismal performance last night in the final of those four games out west, it could be that Le'Veon Bell has one choice and one choice only. You mentioned in the last hour that the Jets have kind of put him on the clock and said, hey, you know,
yeah,
you got to do something.
It was between the Jets and the Ravens, right?
Yeah, Mike Florio's saying that nobody in the Ravens organization is kind of willing to say that they're one of the teams or whatever. No, maybe they are, and it just keeping it silent or whatever, but it could be that the Jets have heard this. Maybe Florio or others have told him, hey, the Ravens are saying they're not going for Le'Veon.
So he reported, at a time when some reports indicate that a free agent running back will choose between the Jets and the Ravens, a league source tells PFT that there have been no negotiations between the Ravens and Le'Veon Bell's agent.
And that's why the Jets put a deadline on it.
Yeah. At all.
At all.
And they think that maybe they're just, you know, using the Ravens or throwing the name out there to get the Jets to get what he deserves. And I guarantee Le'Veon Bell sitting back right now. Remember, this is his big money play.
Yeah.
Ooh, someone wants the greatest running back in the league. And he's probably sitting 24 hours later and I don't have a job. They're not giving me what I want. Remember, he gave up $14.5 million.
Yeah.
So that's gone. He could have made that last year if he could have just got through the season, correct?
I want my money.
I know it was a risk. He could have got hurt, but he lost.
It was a risk. He could have been fine, too.
$14.5 million. Let's see what he ends up getting.
And what were the
and whatever
14,
it is.
Probably $12 million or $14 million.
Saying, whatever it is, he still lost $14.5 million. So you just take it off that total and say, okay, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's he'll end up getting paid, but I wonder in the end, he will most definitely look back at this decision and say, this was dumb. This was stupid.
$14.5 million.
It wasn't. We're not talking $2 million, which is still a lot of damn money. But $14 million, and you felt like it was worth it because
he could have.
You could have played out through the season, make your $14 million, and then do it, and then try again.
Hmm.
Or to do the Antonio.
He should have done what Antonio.
He would be better served to do what Antonio Brandon. Go through a year and just be a cancer. Have him send you home. Be a jerk. Fake an injury. Don't just not show up and get your check.
I'm bringing high heat.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. So, we'll see.
All right, we'll get back to football because more guys will be signing this afternoon. I doubt very few of you stayed up to watch the Celtics game. First of all, 10:30 start, the latest start you're going to find in any of these games. Well, I guess you could go at 11 o'clock on the West Coast, right? But they really don't tip the ball until like 10:42, 10:43, something like that. And for those people that were calling yesterday and they were saying they might be fixed, I think they're okay right now.
So I saw enough.
If you stayed up last night long enough, and I did not stay for the entire
deep,
game.
Deep
I woke up this
sleep.
Morning and fast forwarded through most of it. That was the team that they keep on reverting back to. Team we saw last night. Okay, we've done enough. We won 3 games on the road. We're done. We don't have to go and play hard in this one. We're okay.
And here's the thing. So I watched that, you watched that game last night, and eventually after a while it just got out of hand, and you're like, okay, I don't believe in this team, they're not going to come back, in the fourth quarter, they just don't. And that's the biggest difference to me. So you're down like 5 or 6 at the end of the first quarter, or whatever it was, maybe 13 at halftime.
13 at halftime.
And it was like, okay, this is where it gets important for me watching this team, right? Because this is where they got to show me that they're not the team that they've previously been in the first 62.
Man, you want some fun.
Which is, down 13 and a half, they're going to lose by 20. show me something. Because previously, the last two or three years, when they were down 13 and a half, he said, just a matter of time. How many times have you watched the Celtics over the last two or three years and said, they're down six, they're down eight, they're down 10. Just a matter of time. They're going to win by five. This team needed to show you that they did fix things. And I know Tatum wasn't there, but it just it looked like the same thing. Down
well,
six,
it's,
down 13, yeah, down 19,
exactly.
Down
same
23.
Old Celtics.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
140 points to the freaking Clippers?
It's like 3-1 on the road trip was good enough, right? It was good enough. Ah, we proved our point. We came together, had some good times. We got to get out of L.A. Now it's L.A. starting to tear us apart.
We're successful on this road trip. You know, so we came here to go 4-0. Obviously, we didn't have that. You know, we went 3-1. So now we go back home and finish business. I mean, you know, it's just we got to keep it moving. So, you know, our level of play obviously has to be at a certain level in order to be successful. And, you know, we know what we need to do. So I'm just we need to get out of here, though. We need to get out of L.A. No disrespect to any LA natives. I love being out here, but. Yeah, we need to get out of here.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Yeah. It means that,
what does that mean with the laughter?
We're bored. We've been here for 6 days.
You
they
sure
were there
about
six
that?
Days. Yeah, we got to get out of here.
Or does that mean that this place is too much fun? That when you come here for a few nights after being
3-0,
you enjoy L.A., and then you show up and play basketball like you did last night?
Where was the fight, though? You're right, Lou. Where was the fight in this team? If they think that they're going to
the
be able
runners.
To... Right. If they think they're going to be able to go into the postseason... Playing these series on the road, the first two games are going to be played on the other team's court. And you're going to be able to just sit there and say, okay, when it gets too tough, oh, we're going to back off. There's no fight in this team. Do you know the Clippers shot 62% from the field last night, 46% from three-point territory? You know why?
Oh, they got easy shots.
Yep.
None of them were contested.
Yep. No defense.
I mean, that usually goes hand in hand.
No effort last night. They weren't going to fight.
Wasn't worth it. They proved their point.
Right.
They were satisfied with what they accomplished. To me, that's a bigger indication, which confirms what my attitude was towards them, that they're just nothing has changed. So you beat the Warriors, who were just the Warriors are just sick of just playing basketball. They just want the games to be more meaningful now.
Listen, we talk about the Green Teamers all the time. I want to applaud Brian Scalabrine. Okay, Scal, and I think he probably surprised a lot of people over there.
Oh wait, I made a mistake
at NBC Boston last night. They open up the broadcast and they have a three shot with him and Kyle Draper's doing a game.
They talking in an Urkel voice. Wrong with that? What is wrong with your station, Lou?
Jesus Christ. You're doing a damn
They all want to be actors.
Oh, that was Forsberg's little acting job.
Why'd you break the game to tell me about Urkel?
A great story from the other night.
Hold on, stop right there. It was not a great story.
It was a stupid, terrible
story. Let me break in. Guys, break in when you can, because I have a great story about Urkel. That's just let the game play. What are we doing?
Let's get a chance.
They all want to play make-believe and dress up.
It's all like DJ
Bean.
Let's get wacky. Let's not just give you the game. Let's get wacky and weird and funny.
Yeah, I tell you what. Instead of breaking
Urkel.
Down, what we're going to do is, we're going to role play. I'm going to act like I'm Urkel, and then you be
the
dad.
Like, did you see the outfit?
He looked a little bit like in-game broadcast. Go ahead. Roll that thing.
A great story from the other night.
Great story.
A bunch of the people at the Celtics organization went out after the Lakers game, and for Shaq was having a restaurant opening. And one of the people there was Javale White, better known as TV's Urkel from Family Matters. And so he actually sought out a member of the Celtics organization with a message, and he said, don't trade Jason Tatum.
Awesome.
So it just makes me laugh, but if Danny Ainge has any decision this summer, they would prefer the Celtics hold on to Jason Tatum, and if not, you know, we might have Danny say, did I do that?
Good thing you know basketball.
Wow.
Was that Draper?
They actually
screwed him because they gave him a delayed response. It's like, good thing you know basketball. Yeah. Thank God you know basketball.
So the point of the story is that
Urkel doesn't want him to trade Tatum.
Who cares?
Who cares?
No. So that Danny would turn into Urkel and did I do that?
Pull your pants up to your freaking
stop overthinking it.
And move on.
I feel like I have to make sense of it.
So Scalabrine opens up the broadcast and they were
You want to honor Scalabrine. Go ahead.
No, I'm giving them a lot of credit last night because before the game began, it was what we were talking about yesterday. What did they really gain? They're 3-0 on the trip, but we know what the Golden State game was. We saw it the night before against Phoenix. They're just kind of going to get to the end of the season when they had to win a game against the team that was chasing them in the top of the conference, Denver. They beat them badly, right? So, and you can look at the Laker game. We know they're a complete disaster. Same record, by the way, the Lakers had a year ago, and this is with the addition of LeBron. And then the Sacramento game, I'll give them credit for winning that game. They won a game without Kyrie. But we all know they're better without Kyrie. So he was basically saying, they're proving nothing to me. Really proving nothing to me. Tonight will be a better barometer, a better indication of where this team is, because they're facing a team right now that's playing their ass off because they want to make the playoffs.
Stay in your lane.
So Doc Rivers has them playing hard, especially after they made that a trade of Harris to Philadelphia. They blew up the team.
It's a good team.
It is.
I'm just saying they're two games below you.
Yes. Right.
So this isn't like, you know, Sacramento scrappy little 500 team playing hard. I mean, it's 39-29. You're 41-27. So that was a good test last night. And they got blown out.
Yeah, and Scale said basically.
By a team that embarrassed them, by the way, 2 weeks ago.
And that's the one that kills me.
Jesus.
If you get embarrassed by a team and what they did in your building a couple of weeks ago, you go out there with revenge on your mind. We are going to whip
their
ass. This is payback.
They're happy.
That's right. So how does anybody think that when they have to go play all these road games in the playoffs, this team is going to flip a switch. They're flipping nothing.
No.
And Scalabrine nailed it last night before the game. Before, not after the game. This game will tell you everything about this team.
Because wasn't it important to kind of sweep it? Take a full sweep, right? I mean, like 3-1. And then you know what it is? And then and it's the last game. You're tired. Yeah, well, let's test our fortitude. Let's test our stamina. Let's see if we can fight through and run through that wall. Because this is what the playoffs are going to be like. You're going to have to find another level. You're going to have to find another gear. And then you're going to have to just keep pushing. How do you know what your level is? How do you know what your ceiling is? You don't know what it is yet, and then once you get there, you got to keep going.
Apollo Creed, right over there.
Oh, to me, they're just not internally tough.
Nope, they're just not.
They're not.
So I don't know
anybody.
Maybe next year,
but right now they're not a mentally tough team.
Maybe next year with different personnel.
I would be, at, you know, there's something to be a professional, right? Being a professional, and right now you won three straight. Maybe you feel good about yourself, but if I was like Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, I would wonder, what do you mean by this?
No disrespect to any LA natives. I love being out here, but yeah, we need to get out of here. So, yeah.
What do you got to get out of LA for?
Well,
what have you been doing the last two nights? You won three straight, you feel good, you go to Shaq's party, you're hanging out with Urkel. Did you go out again the next night? Like, I mean, you're in LA, you played the Lakers, you had a night off, a couple nights off, you're still there in Clippers. And then you show up and you lose you give up $140 to the Clippers.
That's the most
the team
by the
that
way.
Embarrassed you. 140.
Yeah.
So why was L.A.? Why do you got to get out of L.A.,
Kyrie?
Why are you fatigued? They got to sleep in the same bed for about three nights in a row.
Yeah, they still
in
play
LA,
the same. Yeah.
And they played in the exact same arena.
Yeah, there was no
so
travel.
So you tell
lots
me
eye candy out
why
there.
Are you
no
traveling?
Lot of
why
eye candy.
You got to get out of there?
Because you know what, L.A. Boston 10s.
What'd you guys do last night?
Boston 10s or LA 5s?
Hey, what'd you guys do two nights ago?
That's what it is.
What'd you do last night before the game? What?
There's
what
a
does
lot
that
of
mean?
Eye candy. There's a lot of distractions. You want to go to movie premieres. You want to go to bar openings. You want to go to Venice Beach.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to hang out with the Laker girl.
Kristen, yeah. Don't you think that
could
game
be professional and do your job?
Don't you? And as I said, I thought Scalabrine nailed it before the game. This will tell you an awful lot about this team, and I think it does. I think that tells you they're not willing to fight, especially when you were embarrassed. They came back on you 2 weeks ago in a game back at the Garden.
Nothing's changed.
You don't remember that? You're not sitting there saying, this is payback time.
You're up by 28 points and beat you by 11.
Right. You're not paying back? No. You know why? Because they're not willing to fight. You're not willing to play, and the effort shows when you give up 62% shooting, when do you see that
also,
in an NBA game?
But it's
never.
But Glenn, it's also, hey, listen, we proved our point. No, this is not. Hey, we run three in
Prove
a row.
Nothing.
This is a throwaway game. We don't need it. We don't need it. It's like it's. They don't think that it that that's part of the puzzle. That they can use that to build on, you know, some more issues.
No, we're good.
They just kind of like, nah.
As a matter of fact, you know what?
Hey, listen, we beat the hell out of Golden State. We beat a real scrappy Sacramento team, and we beat a G League team.
You know, that plane ride was nice. Yeah, the plane ride was nice. We all get to hang out. You know what would be even better than hanging on the plane ride? Going to Shaq's opening. That'd be awesome. Then the next night, I got you. We're going to go to the venue down there in L.A., whatever, find another club. That'll really bring us together. And then we'll show up and we'll play defense the way we did here against the Clippers. But don't worry, we got it all fixed.
Yeah, I don't understand that one last night.
What the hell did I get out of LA for?
If you're truthful and you know, Kyrie has been saying all of this stuff the previous 2 days, taking responsibility for some of it. He's got to act better in this case. If that's the case, you go last night and maybe you'll lose that game. Because you're right, Lou. Clippers are pretty damn good. Doc Rivers is doing a hell of a job with that team. So maybe you'll lose it at the buzzer. Maybe you'll lose by 3 or 4, right? You get spanked by 25. You give up 140, the most in the Brad Stevens era. And you let them shoot 62%?
Just got to get off
laid
down.
You didn't
flat
compete.
Out laid. I got heavy legs. I got heavy legs.
Right? Yeah, LA.
Oh, my God. Back-to-back games? Oh,
good,
my God.
Good luck with
the
this
same
team.
Same city?
Just got to get out of L.A.
Really, good luck with this team in the
playoffs. Too much partying.
I would love to hear a green team that's got a good excuse for this one. I don't know how you defend them. You can love the team. You can hope that the team's going to win. I think we all do. We want the team to win. But you can't tell me that you feel good about this team after last night. You're going to sit there and say, well, they were 3-1 on the trip. Scalabrine, who's part of the broadcast, is sitting there telling you before the game, this is the one that counts. The first three, throw them out. They don't mean anything. There were reasons why they won those three games, and a lot of it had to do with the other team, not your team.
It's one of the reasons why we said, you know, let's just see. They won three games. You know, but has it all changed? Let's see what's next. Let's see, maybe they go 15-2 the rest of the year, whatever it was, you know, 13-2, however many games they've left. And then they go out last night, and they give up a $140 to the Clippers.
Do you have any faith or hope that when things get tough that this team
no.
is going to...
No. No, as a matter of fact, right. I was convinced that when it went down 6 and down 13, there was going to be no comeback.
Right.
And we talked about it. Paul Pierce, I don't know if you saw this yesterday afternoon, talked to Steve Ballpett. I want to get into it when we come back, because he called it as well. He called exactly the same thing. He wanted to wait and see, too, but I want to get more into
it. Okay, let's do it. And we'll take the phone calls at 617-779-7937. I'd like to hear from some people that actually can justify this one. If you watched the game last night, explain this away.
That's what I want. Explain it away.
Explain it, because I can't. And again, Brian Scalabrine just nailed it before the game began. We get to your phone calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
We've seen this all season long from the Celtics, where they go out, get some good wins, three-game winning streak, then they go on a three-game losing streak. So hopefully this is the streak that really propels them.
The real streak.
The real streak. So they really get their confidence, they start playing more consistent basketball, because it's that time of the year now. Playoffs are coming up. It's time to establish who they're going to be. You know, up until now, I'm like, who are the Celtics? They win 6-7 in a row. Then they lose 3 or 4 in a row. Let's see if this is going to be that team that we all predicted before the season started, a team that's going to compete for the Eastern Conference crowd.
Something about that plane ride.
That's Paul Pierce. Yeah. That was before last night's game, correct?
Well, he even said this. He said it with Steve Ballpett, some of the similar quotes, after they beat the Lakers.
Right.
You know, after they beat the Lakers 3 straight in a row, everyone's like, ooh, they figured it out. The plane ride, you know. The magical plane ride. Famous plane ride.
What was the plane ride back last night?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, he said similar things to Ballpett. You know, he's like, you just keep saying, oh, look, they're back. They're going to be a contender. They're going to compete for a title. And then they go back to the way they were. So he said, no way they should be a number 5 seed at this point. But I think the stuff about, Kyrie. I mean, obviously, he said before publicly, right, that Kyrie's not a one
right.
to win a championship. He doesn't think he's a great leader.
Second. He's a
1A,
2.
1B, yeah, whatever you call it, right? He said it's every off on and off the court. He says if he's their leader, meaning Kyrie, and you see their leader doing the things that he does with the media and talks and the sideline stuff, the practice stuff, it just kind of flows to the team. 1 week he's happy, and 1 week he's this way. And that's the way the team's been. And I would agree with him 100%.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point.
It's 1 week he's this, and the team's sort of lost. Next week, all of a sudden, hey, plane ride was great. He looked outstanding. They're playing great. The next thing you know, it's, you know, and I don't know what happened last night. Sounded to me like he enjoyed his time in L.A. a little bit too much, and none of these guys were ready to play last night. That's the only thing I can take when he says, I got to get out of L.A. and starts laughing like that. What does that mean?
Yeah,
because they beat the Lakers and
stayed in the same hotel, felt good about themselves,
and went out. Team, and they have all this false hope and false enthusiasm, and everything's fixed.
Well, you know what it is.
You go out there and you lay in a 100, what did you say, 140 points, right? Is that what it was? That was the most points in 25 years. Did you mention that? I know it was the most in a long time. 25 years.
I know it was the most in the Brad Stevens era, so I know.
25 years.
That's unbelievable.
But these guys, they travel from city to city to city, right? They go back and run everywhere else. They're taking off everywhere. All of a sudden, they find out they get to spend 3 nights in L.A. Yeah. So, you're going to enjoy yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, but
of course, you're going to pay the price. You give up $140 to the Clippers, but it's only a game. It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
Really good teams don't.
I hope we had a good time in L.A.
I'm not saying teams don't go out and have good times, but good teams fight through a game that like that last night. Good teams look at it.
They're just not good enough.
No. And remember 2 weeks ago.
That simple.
Remember 2 weeks ago, this team embarrassed us on our home floor. We had a 28-point lead and lost by 11. If I'm any one of those players, you're circling the date on the calendar. When do we see these bastards again? We're going to get them back. I don't care what date it is. We're going to get them back. That's what good teams do. You can look at it, especially in the NBA. If you look it up, good teams do that. This team is not good enough.
Here's the thing. I don't have it in front of me. And I don't even know. I'm looking at some of the games, whatever. But, I mean, Boston Sports Info guys, whatever. Maybe they can figure it out. How many times has this team been down 10 points and won a game?
Wait. So you don't actually even have the answer to this.
No, I don't. But just as far
look
as what your eyes tell you.
Well, last year was a lot.
Oh, last year was unbelievable. Last year it was like trailing by 20 or 15 or something like that. Their record was like 500. And the rest of the league was like, you know, 467. I mean, it was stupid. But this year, I'm serious. I don't know if somebody try to figure that out. Maybe we'll try to look it up. Down 10 in the game and actually came back and won. They don't do it. They just they don't do it.
There's almost
not like
there's
definitely
a benchmark.
Not like they have
okay,
the last
anything
few years.
Past this amount, we realize it's not worth it. We don't have the manpower. We can't do it.
Yeah, it's over.
It's a totally it is a totally different team. Mentally, emotionally, everything that goes with it, and they've been fighting to get this back. It's like okay, and it's just not realistic. It's not real. So they take this long plane ride. And everybody brags about how they came together. Kyrie's the DJ. They're playing Uno. Marcus Morris wants to play dice. It's a whole, hey, we had a great time. They beat the Warriors. See, this works, guys. This works. We're getting it. We're figuring it out. And they lay an egg. And it's not just it's a putrid, bottom-dwelling, unbelievably disgusting skunk egg is what they lay. 140 points. And you mentioned, they shot the Clippers shot 60.9%. That was the best against the Celtics in 5 years.
Unbelievable.
So what is this? Well, just chalk it up to being tired. And here's the thing. Don't give me this crap about, tired legs, heavy, long road trip.
Please.
There is no time change issue. You've been there forever.
Right.
So that's not an issue.
Same
you played
city.
In the same stadium. You didn't have to get on a bus.
For five, 6 days. Stop it. Listen. They're not willing to fight through adversity.
They don't know how.
You played Sacramento on Wednesday. Is it safe to say, do you think that after the game Wednesday they go to L.A.?
They would, yes.
Okay, so they wake up Thursday in L.A.
Right. They were there 6 days.
And they were there Thursday? They were there
Friday? Saturday.
They played on Saturday?
Sunday.
They stayed there Saturday night?
Monday.
They went there Sunday? They stayed there Sunday night.
Right.
And they played there on Monday. So, if anything, they got a huge break. On this long so-called trip, four games. A huge break. They got to spend five nights in L.A.
That's a break. That's a relaxing break.
There's no time change issues.
I mean, it's like you got 5 nights
the
in
Warriors,
the same
that was
hotel.
The game.
How many times do you think like NBA players get to spend 5 nights in a row in the same hotel?
Very rarely.
Yeah. Ever.
The Warriors, you could sit there. There's some built-in excuses right there. Time change, one of the best team in the league.
That was their first time.
That was their first game back. So it had a bunch of built-in excuses, but there, lo and behold, okay, the Warriors just said they were sick of playing. Sacramento, okay, same thing, building off that adrenaline. You go down and you play the Lakers, who suck. And then the Clippers just kind of just give you the business.
Yeah, but the Green Tamers got excited. They were 3-0 on the trip. And that's why I applaud Scout going into the game last night,
basically saying,
you've done nothing. You've done nothing. This game will prove an awful lot. And they flopped in this game last night. That was awful.
Good thing you know basketball.
Oh, it was awful.
If you think that a four game road trip is going to fix all their issues that started when the season first began, you're out of your mind. There is no light switch. What did they say? Gorman said that. What was it last week? They don't even know where the switch is. How are they going to flip the switch when they don't know how to find it?
See, and we talk about them being front
runners.
There's
a switch.
If you're the number one seed last year, if you remember, they were the number two seed, but they had home court advantage in every single series. So if you start the first two at home, you're pretty good at home, okay? So you take a lead in that series, and it's perfect for front-running teams. This year, it doesn't look like they're going to get that opportunity. Maybe in the first round. But after that, probably not. And you're going to be able to go into a game like you did last night with no fight, no competitive edge, and you're going to have to go do it on the road where a team is fighting for their life? Good luck. It's really disappointing last night to me because, mm-hmm. And I know people are, we're already seeing
it. Excuse it away.
I'm seeing
it's
a text
LA's
line,
fault.
Twitter,
that's
you guys are idiots.
Yeah.
They went 3-1 on the trip. Big freaking deal.
Yeah, you got to get out of L.A. That's the problem.
Deal. They should have gone 4-0.
We can't handle it
on this road trip.
I mean, you know, and that's the thing too. I understand it, and you want everybody to say the absolute perfect things all the time. I don't know. With how disappointing this team has been this year, and you're already 3-0, and you lose to the Clippers. I just don't want to hear it was a good trip.
We've done enough.
I mean, you lost by 25 to the Clippers. Yeah, embarrassed you 2 weeks ago at your place. Like you give up a $140. I don't want to hear. You know, well, I mean, it still was a successful trip. I understand that's like the positive spin. But at this point, given the start that you had and the position you put yourself in, I'd rather hear, you know what? No, it's not acceptable. We should have been 4-0. I mean, we dug ourselves in a hole. We're trying to fight back, and this was a disappointing loss.
We came really here tough. To go 4-0. Obviously, we didn't have that.
Right.
But it was still a successful trip.
And we got to meet Urkel. Okay, it was a good trip. Yeah, it was perfect for us.
All the stars came out.
Yeah.
Any of those stars that were trying to get their kids into college
so
by
what is
cheating?
It? We'll get into that. So,
does Urkel have any kids?
A lot of Hollywood people.
Any other Hollywood stars there?
I tell you what.
No, we're not going to segue yet. We're going to tease it,
no,
though.
We got to
get into this. There's another writer that has come out, and he's basing everything on something that Stephen A. Smith has said. Stephen A. Smith can't even get players right anymore. Stephen A. Smith is now just...
What happened to him?
He's screaming and yelling. The problem with him now is that...
His old-timer's disease.
He may be.
Hey, y'all!
He's got to talk about so many different things that he doesn't have enough of the knowledge of all of these things that he gets exposed. And he's getting exposed again.
Well, he's lazy. He's relying too heavily, apparently, on a stat guy and not doing any of his own research.
Well, that's his fault. He's relying
on a stat
guy.
He's been doing it now for months.
Yes. He's had a problem. He had another problem, apparently, today. But somebody has written another one of these lazy Boston is racist pieces.
Here's the thing. I saw this. I heard a lot of people talking about it. I'm completely against it. I don't even know if it's worth our time.
Oh, hey, hang up. Hey,
but we're going to do it anyways. We're going to do it anyways, right?
Well, it's not even the article. It's more of Stephen A.
It's more of Stephen A.
Again,
saying.
But it's just, it's these lazy, ignorant takes.
You know.
I don't even want to.
Christian, I feel the same way, and I grew up here, and it pisses me off when I see these things. I'm with you on this one. I read this one, and I said to myself, first of all, who the hell is Dan Feldman? Yeah. Second of all, no clue what he's writing about. I've seen his tweets since. They're embarrassing. He's basically putting all of his eggs in the Stephen A. Smith basket that Stephen A. Smith has knowledge, when most of us now know that Stephen A. Smith is wrong on a daily basis.
He wrote this article. The headline is Gordon Hayward getting favorable treatment because of his popularity with some fans.
Somebody has to
say it.
That's
the new one.
Yeah, Dan Feldman, he wrote this, giving himself kind of like an out in a bunch of different areas. Like the meat of it is Stephen A. Smith's quote, but he sort of gave himself an out into every accusation.
Okay.
I believe.
But, what you read was a changed title.
Really?
Really?
That's the new one.
Oh, the
one.
Old headline.
The old headline
with Gordon
white
Hayward. Celtics players sensitive to Boston fans preferring white star.
Yes. So they actually changed the headline to the first one you read.
And I'm quoting.
So the original headline was with Gordon Hayward, Celtics players sensitive to Boston fans preferring white star.
Hold on. It wasn't an opinion piece. It says report.
That's kind of fly.
It's report.
No, he's basing it off of Stephen A. Smith.
Correct.
He's the source.
Right.
So he
a report.
Let's get into it more.
We will get into it coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
In the case of Brad Stevens, you have a situation where this man, Gordon Hayward, starred for you at Butler. And could it be that you're willing to go up against everything that's made you a great coach because you want to take care of your guy? Then there's the element of Boston, Massachusetts. They don't just want a star. Of course, they'll take any star that they can get because their priority is winning. But everybody and their mother knows that, particularly when it comes to Boston, if we could have a white superstar, that would be even better. And they viewed Gordon Hayward as having that kind of potential.
That's Stephen A. Smith. This is so lazy.
I can't do it anymore.
That's the problem.
When does this ever end? Any different than Wisconsin?
Exactly. So do we fight
Florida?
Back? Do we sit here and say, come on, man, you're dumping on our city all over again. You've got zero evidence to prove any of this stuff. First of all, let's look at the Gordon Hayward situation. If we could have a white superstar, that would be even better. I would say if you look at past history, if we look at great pitchers, do we believe that Pedro, who was a person of color, was more beloved in this town than Roger Clemens, who had the same position with the ball club with the Boston Red Sox? Would you say that Pedro was beloved a lot more than Roger?
Yes.
Okay. We've been down this road before.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So Stephen A. Smith, after he said that, actually said, so all the things considered, the players recognize this. They were aware of this. Ultimately, those who are compromised by having him on the court with Gordon Hayward are sensitive to it. So, ultimately, those who are compromised by having him on the court, Jaylen Brown.
Right.
Maybe Jason Tatum.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe Marcus Morris to begin with the season.
Because he's a white guy.
So, they were very sensitive to it. And this is where the article written by Dan Feldman actually went. You know, as far as like the people in Boston, they want a white superstar. And that's why Gordon Hayward started the season. You know, he says that his play clearly didn't merit it. He said, so why were the Celtics so invested in Hayward? He says several reasons. This is Dan Feldman. He talks about his money and what he's due. So he's going to be a factor significantly in the team roster construction regardless. There's plenty of financial pressure to get Hayward back on track. He admits that Hayward suffered the season-ending injury. He didn't look healthy until shortly before the season start. Brad Stevens coached Hayward at Butler. I mean, and then he got into Stephen A. Smith. So it's like, okay, why are the Celtics so invested in Gordon Hayward? Yes, they offered him a max deal. Why? It wasn't a gift because he's white. They didn't say we need a white guy. They gave him a max deal because he was an all-star whose game was improving each and every year in Utah, was one of the better free agents on the market, and they signed him. So Brad Stevens started him. We all admit that he started him prematurely. But does anybody feel like that the Celtics pressured Brad Stevens to start Gordon Hayward because he's white?
He's coming
off the
bench.
Or if Brad Stevens started Gordon Hayward because he's white because the Celtics season ticket holders went to Danny Ainge and said, can you get a white guy in the court?
He's coming off the bench now. What happened? He's coming off the bench now. So if that were the case, obviously he was struggling out there because he was still having physical problems or confidence issues with, you know, getting through the injury. He's coming off the bench. Stephen A. Smith is making this up. He's not talking to any player. He's looking at the overall set of circumstances, and he's saying that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum probably have a difficult time with Gordon Hayward trying to get back into the lineup. And then what he does is he looks at the color of the skin, and he adds that into the whole deal. The writer here, Dan Feldman, talks about the Jay Crowder incident, if you remember, when Gordon Hayward was playing for the Utah Jazz and the fans at the Garden cheered him.
Why could we have a white superstar.
Why? Because they knew he was a free agent. They wanted him to come. And then Dan Feldman, who's trying to make a whole story about this, it's a report, okay, that there's an issue here with Boston fans preferring white stars, also adds the information that Celtic fans also cheered visiting black players. Kevin Durant the year before and Anthony Davis this season. Why? Because they were free agents and they wanted them to come. So that kind of defeats his whole argument,
doesn't it?
That's
what I say. He kind of gave himself an out. Like the meat of this article is really Stephen A. Smith. And he's like, well, I'm just going to throw out some things. You know, the Celtics fans prefer a white star? Sure, there are. There's some. He says, has the thinking trickled into the team's actual decision making? ? I don't know. Dan, let me help you out.
Somebody
here, Dan.
Has to say
Feldman.
It.
Are you really not sure? Has the thinking trickled into the team's actual decision making? So what you're saying
look
is
what his answer is.
He says, I'm not. I don't know.
I can't do it.
Danny Ainge is paying Gordon Hayward because he's white. He's not sure if Brad Stevens is playing Gordon Hayward because he's white. He is. So really, you're not sure. Do you actually think that's possible? Do you actually think that that is possible?
Well, he's not sure.
That's why he's playing, because he's white?
But yes, Lou, because the perception of Boston is that we're racist. It's because guys like Dan Feldman go out and write pieces like this. It's because Stephen A. Smith can
label it.
There's a huge difference if you walk through the streets of Boston, or you're walking through any other city, part of the city, Dorchester, Southie, whatever it is, than thinking it actually happens in an organization. They're going to pay a guy $36 million, $30 million because he's white. Play him because he's white. Go after him as a free agent because he's white.
That would be even better.
That is ridiculous.
It's a joke.
It is just an old stereotype. That is, if you're going to write that,
and this guy's actually wondering if it's true.
Then you can write the same thing about any NBA city, because any middle-aged white guy would want another white guy representing his team, right? I want somebody that looks like me.
But we know there have been so many of these stories written about Boston.
It's easy now, and
people will pick it up and say, okay,
but Stephen A. Smith, here's a guy. I mean, I guess he doesn't have a responsibility, but. His job is just to spit out nonsense?
Guys, the only thing I would say about Stephen A. Smith, this is probably Stephen A. Smith's opinion. Stephen A. Smith is making it sound like he's talking to people who are giving him this information.
I will give you that much.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. Who did you talk to that said the executives for the Boston Celtics want white guys?
Nobody. It's easy. He can write that, and there are a lot of people out there that will believe it because that's the perception of Boston. They have seen stories written a month ago, 5 months, 8 months ago about the exact same narrative. So he knows he can get away with it because people are going to say, yeah, that's Boston, right? This is a guy, Stephen A. Smith, who is wrong about facts with players. He's getting embarrassed on a daily basis. He did it again today. On First Take today, he claimed that the Washington Redskins started 5 players at quarterback, including Tress Way. Okay? Do we have it?
I think the Washington Redskins should have brought him on board. I think that he should have been a member of the Washington Redskins. I don't think Alex Smith is going to be ready to come back from his injury next season. I think his career is in jeopardy. If you look at the Redskins last year, they had 5 different quarterbacks. Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Colt McCoy. They even got Mr. Butt Fumble himself, Mark Sanchez, okay? And some guy named Tress Way actually started one game. They were completely and utterly decimated at the quarterback position.
He's got no idea what he's talking about. Tress Way is the punter.
He's been there since
2014.
Yeah. I was like, that's not a quarterback.
The last game of the season, they ran a fake punt. A fake punt is when the punter throws the football.
So he's on the
stat
sheet.
He's got no clue what he's talking about.
This guy's like 0 for 1
yep.
in passing because he's the punter.
That's exactly. I looked it up today. He's 0 for 1.
Stephen A.
said he started.
Looks at the quarterbacks and, you know, passing stats and sees 0 for 1 and says he's a starter.
Listen, if you're going to
because all it does is, you know, you've seen it before. It doesn't matter. It doesn't say punter. Just says, okay, threw a pass.
I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower.
That one. How about that one with Haskins?
And here's the thing. Okay. He doesn't look up his own stats. So some stat guy, probably the same guy that's been putting him in all these terrible situations, giving him all this crappy information, back to the Hunter Henry comment, where the guy was on IR, wasn't even playing. So that same guy is probably employed and still giving him crappy information.
Listen,
because all he does is,
Dwayne Haskins' comment
was stupid. That was racist.
That was one of the most racist things.
Totally racist.
That you'll hear anyone say.
If you had said it, Lou, people would have called you out.
Because you obviously don't know the player. So what you did was you looked at the color of the guy's skin.
Stereotype.
And said, I think he's a runner, not a thrower.
Well, you look at the color of skin, you look at what school he's played at, which every other guy is
one of the biggest
runner.
Stereotypes you'll ever see. If Max Kellum, right or wrong?
No, you're right. He's wrong all the time now. That's why I bring it up. If this were just one mistake by Stephen A., no, this is a bunch of them. What Stephen A. is doing right now is he thinks he knows everything, and he's probably trying to tackle too many different topics right now.
That's why he has like three guys that just get numbers and information for him.
And I'm thinking.
All of them give him crappy information. And he wants it right away. So they go, hey, look up how many quarterbacks. And he's
to be honest with you,
there's five.
Right now for Stephen A., the delivery is more important than the facts.
Yes.
And that's really what it's come down to.
Raise the voice.
How can I talk about racism in Boston? It's just about the delivery.
That's all it is.
And the facts. I mean, it's like a guy swinging and missing left and right, embarrassing himself.
All right. Well, he took a couple shots here at people here at the radio station. We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.